So now we're back to Shabbos Mem Daled, right? So we'll leave the dripping oil for later. Let's go further in the Gemara now. Let's go to the next case. Oval, Kos v'Ka'ara v'Ashashas, right? All right, who's going? Who's reading? Okay. All right, so going back to the original, to the Braisa, right? The Braisa was that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Ner Chadash is Mutter but not Yashan. Rabbi Meir says the Yashan is Mutter as long as it wasn't lit on that Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says it's everything is Mutter except the Ner that is burning on Shabbos. But if it goes out, it's Mutter. Yeah, even on that Shabbos. Oval, and then the Braisa concludes. But, however, a kos, a kara, and an ashashis, you cannot move them from their place. So the question is, what is that statement? Right? What's the oval? What's the oval? Yes, what does Rash say?
Ashashis. Kos got also as a hoodies, shikorim.
Hold on. Where are you? Oh, and the Rashi's from earlier.
Right.
No, we already did that. Now we're up to my oval, no? Are we up to my oval? Oh, we're not up to that. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue. Maishna hani. So why is Kos, Kara, and Ashashis different? Okay, so the assumption of the question was that it was Rabbi Shimon, right? That's all part of Rabbi Shimon's statement, that you can move any nair as long as it's not dolek, right? It's as long as it's not dolek. But if it went out, it's mutter to move it. But not the kos, kara, and hashashas. So that poses a problem. Well, why would Rabbi Shimon be mechalik between the kos, kara, and hashashas and everything else, and a regular nair, right? That's the question. What's so who is it that gives the answer? So Ula says it's no question. That's back to Rabbi Yehuda. Safe for us on the Rabbi Yehuda. It's strange. Strange. What's the Havamina for Rabbi Yehuda to say that that's going to be different? Why would he have to say? Why would Rabbi Yehuda have to come back and say? Kos, Kara, and Ashashis. All right, go ahead. Take the next answer. Okay, so Marzutra says, no, really, the oval is read with Rabbi Shimon. It's really Rabbi Shimon saying that there's a difference between the ner, which is mutter afterwards, and the Ashashis, and the Kos, Kara, and Ashashis, which are usur for the entire Shabbos. Why? Go ahead. Wait, you skipped a line. Didn't you skip a line? Maskeflo Marzutra?
Oh, Maskeflo Marzutra.
Right. So what does it mean, oval? It's just a continuation. It's just part of what... Oval means the continuation. Oval means it's one long statement. And he's comparing the... he's comparing this to something before. But if it's just a separate statement of Rabbi Yehuda, it shouldn't say oval.
Isn't that Avi's point? Why would Ula have taken on
him? I don't know. I don't know what Ula's saying.
Was he just like willing to tolerate that? Because conceptually it just made so much more sense that it should go like Rabbi Yehuda?
Well, it's easy to go like Rabbi Yehuda, but I mean he doesn't want it to go like Rabbi Shimon at all. He holds Rabbi Shimon should be matter everything.
Right, so even though I guess in terms of the Lashon it didn't fit as smooth, maybe he still wanted to stick with one more sense?
I don't know. It's difficult. I mean, Stam Gemara adopts Marzutra's position. That's definitely the maskana that the Gemara, no doubt about these cases anymore. You never have like a... According to Ula this way, according to Marzutra, it's pretty much universally accepted that Marzutra is right. I don't know what Ula was thinking. Yeah, so saying the Stam Gemara, I don't know the Svar Avula, but Marzutra is the accepted position here. In terms of building up, I mean, the part of what we're trying to do is build up a knowledge of Rabbi Shimon. We have to adopt Marzutra's answer. Okay, so what is Marzutra's answer? Liolam Elam Marzutra, Liolam Rabbi Shimon. So now, what's the chiluk? So why is the Ner Mutter and the Kos Kara and Ashashas Aser? Continue.
Lechi Kashri.
Kashari.
Lechi Kashari Rabbi Shimon Vener Vener Zuta Vidahele about Hari Ben Fishi.
So when Rabbi Shimon is matir, so now we say, now Marzutra is saying that there's a svara for Rabbi Shimon. It's not just that he holds no mukta. It's not just that he doesn't hold from mukta at all. But what? He agrees with the concept of mukta. He agrees with the concept of mukta. That... But there's a chilek over here. What's the chilek? Go ahead. Explain to me, what's the chilek? Ner zuta. Rashi.
Zuta didati alei, midon yom, sabar shi yitle Hashem in mayer, v'yishamish b'ner v'chesher yichaber.
So the small lamp, he knows from the day before that it's going to go out. He knows the oil will be consumed quickly. And he'll be able to be mishtamish with what? No. The kli. With the kli. Right? It's important to keep that straight here. He knows that when he lights this small lamp of oil, the fire will go out. In other words, while it's burning, why can't you move it? Because you can't... Because it might go out. It might go out. Right? So while it's burning, you can't use the nair, right? You can't move it. Certainly can't take oil out, but you can't even move it. Okay, so there's an isser over there. Okay, or it's a busis, whatever you want to learn. But the person, when he lights that nair on Erev Shabbos, he knows that that's just a temporary state, right? He knows that nair will be movable within a couple hours. So that's daite ale. His das is on it. He lights it, and he's excluding it from Shabbos for a certain amount of time, but we say daite ale. His das still is on it, and he knows eventually it will be usable. And that's what Marzutra is saying. That's essential in order for Rabbi Shimon. That is the mechanism upon which Rabbi Shimon is matir the nair later on. It's not that Rabbi Shimon, like Ula thought, not that Rabbi Shimon just doesn't hold from any type of hachana at all, from any type of idea of the thing being l'shem Shabbos at all. Rabbi Shimon held, Marzutra is saying that Rabbi Shimon holds the kli has to still be relevant to Shabbos when Shabbos starts. How is it relevant to Shabbos when Shabbos starts? Because in the person's mind, he knows that it's only a temporary situation of Isser that he's creating. Okay, that's why it's usable. But when he lights the big Nair, like a yahrzeit candle, he lights a big Nair, so in his mind, it's going to burn for the entire day. So he knows when he's lighting it and Shabbos starts, he has no das at all ever to use it. He has no das at all ever to use it. Now we're using the term das, right? But we have to refine it. We have to refine it. Does it mean really he's thinking about it? What do we mean by das? Okay. But in some sense, it's a way of maintaining the object in terms of its relevance to Shabbos. And if when Shabbos starts, Marzutra is saying, if when Shabbos starts, and in his mind, it'll be usable in a few hours, then it's not muksa according to Rabbi Shimon. when it goes out. But if, when Shabbos starts, he puts it into a situation that he deems to be permanent for the entire Yom Shabbos, then that's like being sosa the whole kli for Shabbos. It's like removing the shame of this kli, Lugabi Shabbos. So then, even though it would go out, if it accidentally, some reason, goes out early, it doesn't matter. It has no shame Shabbos in the kli. It's not even roi for Shabbos. It's not even chazi for Shabbos when Shabbos starts. When Shabbos starts, it's not even chazi for Shabbos. Why? Because the nature of what you're setting up is something that will be removed from Shabbos completely. But the Nair is still Chazi L'Shabbos, because it's only a temporary setback. Okay? That's the answer of Mar Zutra. And that's what we hold like. Now, there's one slight problem, though. Right? There's one slight problem. Because Rabbi Shimon holds what? Let's finish the Gemara. Go ahead. But we learned a brisa that says the Moser Shemen Shebenir. What's the Moser Shemen Shebenir? That's the leftover Shemen. The leftover Shemen is Osir. In the Nair and in the Ka'ara, or Asa. Go ahead. Rabbi Shimon, Matir. And Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter. Yeah, so Rashi.
Rabbi Shimon, Matir, the Ka'ara, and Fisha.
But the Ka'ara is big. So this is Stam Akasha, right? It's Akasha, Ka'ara, Akara. It's Akasha and Marzutra. It wouldn't be a problem for Ula. Right, because Ula holds that Rabbi Shimon will be matter everything. But if you're going to say that it's Rabbi Shimon, if you're going to say that the sefer is Rabbi Shimon, so now you have a stira. One brisa says that the ka'ara is asur, and the other brisa says the ka'ara is mutter. Right. So what's the answer? Right. So Ka'ara apparently is not really Ka'aras come in different sizes. So you have to look at what its neighbor is. If it's a case of a kos and a Ka'ara, so a kos is big, so it means a Ka'ara like a kos. But if it's a Nair and a Ka'ara, it means a Ka'ara like a Nair. But basically Mar Zutra's position is maintained, right? That Dumya Dinair, Kitani La Dizutra. As long as you can say his das was on it, then it's not going to be muktzah when the isser is removed. But if it's something that he didn't have das that would be usable, then it is still muktzah. Right. Like Balei Chaim. But certain cases of Balei Chaim. Okay, but the second brisa adds in an extra fact. And what is that extra fact? Up till now, what have we been dealing with? Just the Nair, meaning the Kli. Up till now, we've been dealing with the Kli. But now, Rabbi Shimon says, you can use the extra oil. Right? You can use the extra oil. But there's a problem about that. Right? There's a problem with that. Why? What's the problem?
More reason that you have your das on the small there is because it's going to go out, meaning that it's going to burn up all the oil.
That's right. Why can you use the small kli? Because you think you know the oil is going to burn up, right? So you have in mind that all that oil is going to be consumed before Shabbos is over. So that's why we say the nair, that the kli is still chazi l'Shabbos. But how can you say that about the oil? Your das is this oil will never be usable in Shabbos. When you set up this nair and you fill it up with a certain amount of oil, your das is that all of that oil will be consumed. So how can you say that the oil is mutter? Why isn't the oil just like the kli of the ka'ara? Right, so all the Rishonim ask this question. I mean, I sent you the Rashba, but it's basically the same exact Lashon, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ran. So what? So go ahead. So you got the text. Yes. Yeah, so what does he say? Let me hear. So the question is clear, right?
Kishay Reb Shimon, Benir Zitra, Didati Aluya, Avolhan. Right. Vintomar Neir Nani Shemin Shabo Miha Lisaser.
Right. So why don't you say that the Shemin should be Aser? Right. No, in terms of the shaman, it's just like the kli gadol. He doesn't have das in the shaman. Right, because the derech of the shaman is to be consumed entirely. He's not expecting any remnants. Tough answer. Since he knows, what do you say, Kevan?
Yeah, Kevan.
Since he's giving das, since he has das on the nair, right? Since he has das on the nair, and he's waiting for the nair to go out, he also has das on the shaman. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Right, it's like a transferred das somehow. He's thinking about the nair. So he also has das on the oil, even though just in terms of the oil he wouldn't be thinking about it. But because he can't use the Moser Shemin in the Kara, right? He can't use the leftover oil in the Kara, because he doesn't think it's going to be available. So over here too, he doesn't think it's going to be on the oil itself. He wouldn't think it's going to be available. But for some reason, he's saying you can transfer the das. The Ran also has the lashon like that. Not in the Ran in the back, but he had like a migu that he has das on this. He has das on that. Yeah. Right. I mean the Rashi. All right, it's a good question. The Rashi in Beitza, if he's mashma a different way, but the Rashi here is mashma like these Rishonim, because he says that why is the zuta as a kli mutter? He knows that this oil is going to be consumed quickly. Doesn't say that he thinks there's going to be leftovers. All right, so what do you say over here? So what do you say? All right. Okay. No. All right, so Yehuda, you're mechavin to the Rosh Hash. That's the Rosh Hash's answer. Take a look at the Rosh Hash. Well, then I know you didn't cheat. Well, it depends if you have the newer Gemaras or the older Gemaras. If you have the Gemaras that combine all of the Pirushim into one, then it's simple to find. Otherwise, it's after the Marsha. The Rosh Hash is very good. In general, he's very good. He's like, he usually hits the main, you know, like hard, you know, difficult shot questions, and it's not like the Marsha. It's not like complicated stuff. It gives you a good, simple, clear answer. Okay. You have the Marsha there? So he says like this. You have the new ones. What do you have? Okay, so the Rosh Hash says like this: Hosam Kaara Dumya Dinair. Kashali Maya Hani Dizuta Lagabi Shemen. Hello, Mimenu Lo Yishar Muumo Ki Yidlak Adtumo. So it's Kasha, right? He must not have had the Rishonim. I don't know, but you got it? Oh, the one on the Gemara. Mem Dalad Amalav on the Gemara. Hosam Kaara Dumya Dinair. You got to look for the ones that are Rosh Hash. Right? Got it, Chaim? Yep. Yeah. So he says, Kashli, what good is it going to do for the shaman? It's not gonna, you don't have any, you don't have in mind that the shaman's going to last. Veluli Pirish Rashi, that's the only problem. He's saying, if it wasn't for Rashi, Lule Pirish Rashi, Hanirli Pirish Detam Dener Mutter, dekevan ditzimtzem lahadlik b'ner katan nira dekupit al havaraso yoser meyatzarach. V'yoshevu mitzapa emasai tichbe nero. He says, I would say that the reason for the ner being mutter is since he's putting in a small amount. He's a mitzamtzem. So he's a makbid on the burning. He's trying to, like Yehuda, he's trying to time it perfectly. He's trying to get it right. He's not, he doesn't really want to use up any more oil than he has to. So he's a stingy guy, basically. So he's looking forward to the candle going out. And if it goes out early and he gets his use out of it, gamzul tova. But avol b'kara shnosin shemen harbe b'shefa adarav nira daita shidlak zman harbe v'inu chofetz shiich b'mayer. But a guy puts in the whole kara, he's very happy for it to burn as long as it can.
Okay. He wanted all the oil to burn.
No. He's saying if a guy measures out exactly how much oil, it means because he's stingy about the oil.
Right, but he wants exactly that to burn. No more.
It's an attitude towards the oil. He has a certain attitude towards the oil. That's right. But he doesn't think that's Rashi's pshat. That's not my problem. He doesn't think that's Rashi's pshat.
It's a good thing it's the Rashi's
not. No, the Rashi doesn't have this pshat. This pshat, only Yehuda has.
I was trying to explain. I think he was explaining the Rashi.
No, it's so he's trying to make it really like a das on the shemen, right? That's what you're trying to do. Make it really dafka das on the shemen. That's what you're trying to do too, no?
Right.
You're doing like an ukimta. Can we make an ukimta what the guy's das is really on? So if he's a miserly guy, so then his das is really on the shemen. You don't like the way I'm putting it. All right, we don't have to disparage him. He's frugal. No, go ahead.
Actually wants him to go out at 10 p.m.
Right. I mean, sometimes I'm in that situation too. You know, you're the candles are on, the lights are on, and the company's staying too long, and you want the lights to go off already. Yoshiv Mitzapet. But I don't know if that's what he's talking about.
Are you hinting
at that? Yeah. Just the problem with the Rashba is that I understand he's Yoshiv Mitzapet on the Kli, because he knows the Kli will definitely be there. He knows the Kli will definitely be there. But why do you say just because he's Yoshiv Mitzapa on the Kli, he's also now thinking about the Moshe Shemen Shemen? What Moshe Shemen Shemen here? What Moshe Shemen Shemen? If he's expecting Moshe Shemen Shemen here, then you don't need these hoops to jump through. And if he's not, so then why is that part of the das? Because he's thinking about the Nair. So you guys are trying to make it, that what? But do you think what you're saying is in the Rashba? BMAC, do you think what you're saying is in the Lashon of the Rashba?
Could you explain what you're saying? I still get it.
Limit the fire. No, that's what you're saying. Right, they're saying since they use a nair is a limited fire. Right?
That's the way
they're putting it. A nair is a limited fire. So a limited fire includes going out early. Limited fire includes a going out early fire. So by setting up a limited fire, gives das on everything that's included in a limited fire, which is any or even an early going out. But if a guy makes a kosu ka'ara, he's making an unlimited fire. Right? It's not exactly like the Rashash. But it's the same, it just reminded me of that, trying to get it to the oil. Getting it to the oil. I hear what you're saying.
I thought he was doing more of a clue with the rush part of his passion.
Right. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon starts out and says anything that's chazi is mutter, right? Anything that's chazi is mutter on Shabbos. So now the thing is that what? So you have to be, so these cases, the case of Nair is really where your bidas removing something from its utility in terms of Shabbos. Right. You're being mocked to this midaite. You're defining this as not chazile. Right? So that would even be true by the kos. The kos itself would not be chazile for the whole Shabbos. He's defining it with his maisa in a real way as not roy for Shabbos. Because he anticipates, he's putting it in a situation that he anticipates will last for the entire day. Right? Yeah. But the ner, he's not. The ner, he's not. All right. So you guys, what the second group of guys is saying is what? Is that you got to look at the kos, you got to look at the ner and the shemen together. You look at the ner and the shemen together as a unit. And you'll say that what? How you guys want to say it? Gets a little fuzzy after that.
Because I know the shemen's not going to be there.
In other words, let's define his question better. Okay, let's define his question better. What's the basis of his question? How can we define his question? What's the basis of his question?
We view every material.
No.
The question over here really
simple.
The question is stronger over here because the reason why you're really allowed to use the nair is because there is a limited amount of shemen.
No, just give me the question. Just give me the question. Right. Things that you don't think you're going to be able to use, you don't have your das on. No, it's daite ole means, in reality, when Shabbos starts.
These two things are exactly the same.
Right. See, here's really where the theoretical question is. In other words, the way that the first answer is going is that there is no change in the Havi and the Maskana about what Daite Ilove means. There's no question about what Yoshiva Mitzape means. Yoshiva Mitzape always means that in some real way he's thinking about it. And in some actual way he anticipates using it. Right? So then you have to say it's a question of some sort of an umdana. Do I think that when a person sets up a nair, that he is anticipating using, and that's why I say it's in the same vein as the Rashash, right? Trying to figure out a way of getting to the idea that the guy who lights the nair really is looking forward to the oil somehow, more than the guy who's lighting the ka'ara, right? But Johnny is saying, and I think this is the assumption of the other derech in answering this question, that the hava mina the maskana, as you put it, is more about what does daite ole mean. The question held that when Rav Shimon holds you need your das on it, it means mamish. That you have to actually be waiting for it in a real way. So then they're bothered, but the shemen he doesn't anticipate using at all, right? So then they say you don't need dafka to be thinking about it. Somehow the das and the ner will work for it. That's where they're stuck though, right?
You don't think about every single candle as well.
No, it means in terms of it doesn't mean explicitly thinking about it. It means.
What he expects, correct.
Like the Gemara in Sukkah says, if it's a strong Sukkah and it falls down, he wasn't thinking about it. But if it was a collapsing Sukkah, if the Sukkah was weak, then he was thinking about it. Meaning, like I said the other day, something that's totally out of left field, you don't say someone would have thought about it. Yeah.
So it's the difference.
Right. See, the second way you'd have to answer it like this, you have to say like this. You'd have to say, it would be like this. You'd be saying that the person takes the ner and the shemen and the psila, right? He takes the ner, shemen, and psila on Erev Shabbos, and he does one of two things. Right now, they're good and they're usable. He does one of two things when he's lighting it. If it's a kos and an ashoshis, he is biodayim, he's being makta the whole cheftza legamri. That's a haktsa legamri keneged Shabbos. Okay? That's what it means, he has no das on it. What does it mean he has no das on it? It means he removed it completely from any use for Shabbos. But by the Nair, since he knows that the Nair itself is usable, he doesn't relate to the whole Cheftza as an exclusion from Shabbos. The whole entity of Nair, Shemen, and Ashoshes, he doesn't view anymore. You can't say that he's taking this entity of Nair, Shemen, and Ashoshes and completely excluding it from Shabbos. All he's doing is he's putting it into a temp. In his das right now, is he's putting it into a temporary state. Since he knows the Nair itself is usable, then his das, it's a measure of his das of exclusion. You understand? To say that he has dait de'ale or he doesn't have das on it is a question of to what degree of exclusion did he place this object in vis-a-vis Shabbos? If he has no das on any of it, that'll ever be usable. So then you can say by lighting it, it's a haktzo'o legamri k'neged Shabbos. But if he has the shemen and the nair together, and he knows there's one haktzo'o on this unit, he's taking a lamp and he's making it into a fire. He's taking oil and a kli and he's making it into a nair, right? But what's the das of making it into the nair? In terms of the gavra, what type of a dechia is making it into a nair? So if it's a ka'ara, if it's a kos, it's a complete dechia. But if it's a nair, since he knows that the nair itself will be usable later, we don't say that he's removing the entire entity in terms of Shabbos. We don't say that he's doing a dichui legabi Shabbos per se. We say all he's doing is he's putting it into a situation, he's putting this entity into a situation that temporarily is not usable. But that never gets a chalos shem on any of the substance as pushed out of the realm of Shabbos. In other words, according to the answer, it's not that you need positive das on the thing. That was the Hava meaning. The question was that if anything enters Shabbos in a state of Isser, unless you think about it for later, it will remain Isser. The Maskana is saying, no, that's not true. It's the reverse, in fact. Everything is chazi for Shabbos. It's chazi for Shabbos. Unless bidas, you do something to completely remove it. But then, since the Nair and the Shemen are an entity, and one of that component I'm not excluding, you don't say I relate to the entire entity anymore as a dechiyah. When I'm lighting the Nair, you can't say I'm doing a maisa of pushing this away from Shabbos. Why? Because one of the key components, the Nair itself, I'm not pushing it away from Shabbos. So what is the nature of my lighting the candle? What type of a statement is my lighting the candle? What type of an action in terms of the utility, in terms of utility, is my lighting this of this candle? It's not an action of Dechiyah. You understand? According to Rabbi Shimon, since the Nair I always have in mind bidafka that it's usable, the only thing I can say about the Shemen and this whole situation is I'm creating a temporary situation that will interfere with usage. What type of a maisa is hadlaka? It's not a definitional maisa. It's not a definitive act of dechia. It's just a temporary cause of a lack of utility. But muktzah for Rabbi Shimon has to go down to a definition of dechia, not a temporary maisa of interference with usage. So he says, you got to look at the Nair and the Shemen to define, you have to look at everything in order to define what type of a maisa his hadlaka is. Anything short, if the hadlaka is anything short of a statement of saying, I am designating you away from Shabbos, anything short of a maisa of complete dechia, all you can say it's doing is creating a temporary situation for Rabbi Shimon. Now, his shemen is intrinsically usable. Even the shemen that's in the nair while it's burning is intrinsically usable. It's only a situation of the esh that makes it not usable. So the question is, when I light that nair, am I retaining the shame of the utility in the shemen with a temporary obstruction? Or am I defining the shemen now as pushed out of Shabbos? So he says that you have to look at the broader, the hadlaka has one identity. You have to look at the whole system of what you're doing. If the nair itself is usable, then you can't say my maisa hadlaka is creating a permanent change in is not a kvius of a permanent shame, because intrinsically it's limited by the fact that I know I'm going to use the nair. It's only when it's a ka'ara, when it's a kos and a nashashis, that the maisa hadlaka is tantamount to a full dechia. So his answer is, you don't need a dechia, you don't need a das per se on the shemen. You just need something that defines the hadlaka as not a complete exclusion from Shabbos. As long as it's not a maisa of complete exclusion from Shabbos, then all you're doing is creating a temporary situation on something that's intrinsically roi. You only have two things. Things only exist in one of two ways for Rabbi Shimon. They either exist definitively excluded from Shabbos, or intrinsically part of Shabbos with a temporary obstruction. That's the only choice we have. So we have to look at your maisa hadlaka and we have to ask one question. What type of a maisa was this hadlaka? Was it a complete techiya in terms of utility legabi Shabbos? Or is it just creating a temporary situation that interferes with the internal usage of what you're acting upon? So he says, as long as I have the das, that I know the nair will be usable, then you can't say my hadlaka is a maisa of dechia biyadayim legamri. So then memela means I'm still relating to my shemen as usable intrinsically. Yoshevu mitzape, the way I'm learning now, doesn't mean das per se. It means that the object retains in your rishus its definition of utility. With an overtone of Isser, with a temporary obstruction of Isser. Isser can either define the thing or just be a quality in the thing. If it's quality in the thing, then it's really essentially chazile. You don't really need a... his point is like this. You don't need a particular yoshevu mitzapeh. You need to say that the haktsah, yoshivu mitzapa is a term we use when you're setting up something into iser. Well, not exclusively, but it's used in a lot of cases. But over here, it's used in terms of saying that even though I'm creating a fire that's burning, I'm not pushing it out of Shabbos legamri. I'm still retaining its intrinsic identity of utility. So he says, then that maisa is going to relate to the shemen in the same way. The whole system of the nair and the shemen, I'm just considered by my hadlaka creating a temporary impediment to its use. I'm not considered to be removing it from Shabbos legamri. All right, just a point of the question was, how come in the way in the second teretz we're saying that the Havmina was saying, sounds like saying two things. The Havmina was saying that you had to have das on it specifically, but it was really breaking it up into the oil and the kli. And in the answer, I'm saying that we consider them, that you don't have to have das on it specifically, you just can't have a complete exclusion, and I'm treating the oil and the kli as one. So someone's asking me, it sounds like two points on each side. Right, why can't you just say Havmin held this separate and the Maskana held their one? So I'm saying you can't just say things like that. There has to be a reason behind why you would view them as together or as one. Separate or as one. So what I'm saying is, in the first way of looking at it, in the way of thinking about things, that there is an Isser, right, and you need Dafka to be a Yoshevu Mitzapeh in a positive sense, sort of like whatever is in the Isser is automatically excluded, okay? And now you have to bring things in, right? So then I'll say, well, everything is out. So what am I bringing in? I'm only bringing in the kli. Why should bringing the kli in drag in the oil? It doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. If everything is excluded, and I say, but I'm thinking about the kli, so you wouldn't say, well, then you also think about the oil. I mean, you could say anything, but that doesn't make sense. But if you're going to say that Yoshev and Metzapa is a measure of how much you're pushing away, right? So you're only doing one Maisa Hadlaka, right? You're doing one Maisa Hadlaka, and the Hadlaka is affecting two things, right? Your Hadlaka is really creating an effect in two things. And so now we can say it's one. Now that hadlaka is looked at as a maisa of dechia. You understand? We're looking at the hadlaka as a statement of negation vis-a-vis Shabbos. So if intrinsic in that maisa I have a limited negation, then on everything it applies to, it should have a limited negation. Because that's one maisa. It's one action. The action is one. You understand? In the second side, it's not that I'm saying that the Nair, it's not a question, it's not an existential question of is the Nair and the Shemin one. It's different. It's a different focus. In the Ahava Mina, we're looking at entities, pieces, things, objects. So they're definitely two things. In the answer, we're looking at a Maisa of Dechiyah. So in terms of entities, they're two things. And if I say there are two entities and I only think about one of them, then I'm only thinking about one of them, right? But if I say in the answer that it's a way, it's pushing things away that creates the muktza, and Yoshev Mitzapa means I'm not pushing it away legamri, then there's one maisa hadlaka that the person is doing, and we have to define that hadlaka. What type of an act is his hadlaka? Is it a complete negation or is it not? So we have to say, well, since intrinsic in that maisa is a retention of tashmish, so then what is he doing when he's lighting? Is he destroying, or is he creating a temporary situation? But that's the nature of his hadlaka. The nature of his hadlaka would be just creating a temporary situation. It's not a statement of, with this hadlaka, I am removing things from Shabbos. Only if it's a kosan and a shoshis would you say that. Otherwise, you'd say that his das with the hadlaka is a temporary situation. Temporary situation means he's not defining intrinsically the nature of the objects he's interacting with. Was the maisa is an interaction with two things. They are two things, but it's one interaction with two things. So what is that maisa? What's the nature of that maisa? I'm saying, you're saying, why can't you split up the maisa? So it's like it's two actions. But that's not different. That's not the question anymore. That's a separate question. The question was, why am I treating him like two in the first case and one in the second case? The answer is, I'm not. I'm talking about two different things. In the first case, I'm talking about the entities, which are clearly two. And in the answer, I'm talking about my Maisa Dechiyah. My Maisa Dechiyah is one Maisa Dechiyah. But if I can show you intrinsically, it retains, it's not a complete Dechiyah, so then you don't, notice in the answer, the only thing that's bad for Rabbi Shimon is to devalue, is an action that's going to devalue the Cheftza Lagamri. Basically like a destructive action vis-a-vis Shabbos. But that the quality of Issa that I'm imparting, am I making it as an essence or just an accident? That's essentially the question. So by a Ka'ara and a Kos, by a Kosin and a Shoshis, I'm not just saying, here's my usable kli that's temporarily going to have a quality of Isser. By lighting that kosin ashashis, I'm saying these are definitively mufka from Shabbos. Right? So it's a maisa of dechiyah biyadayim legamri. With my lighting, I'm giving up total hope. I'm miyayish completely. The act of hadlaka is like an act of yish. So then I'm basically forsaking everything. But when I light the Nair, it's not an act of Yish. It's just a statement. It's just saying temporarily I'm creating a situation that's going to limit my use. That's what the act is. So it's going to relate to everything like that.
Why look at the Ner first? Why don't look at the Shemen first and say, well...
Because the Shemen, the Ner is a Vadai. The Ner is the Vadai. That's definitely the... No, it's because you can't... It can't be... It can't be absolute if I'm definitely thinking about using something here. It can't be a complete Yish if I definitely am thinking about using something here. Yish is a Lagamri idea. Yish itself is Lagamri. But this is not Lagamri. Definitively, you can't say, I'm lighting it and forgetting about it. Because Bedafka, I know I'm going to use that Nair. I know. That's definitely true. So you don't say I'm relating with my hadlaka as like a bittel cheftza legabi Shabbos. That's not what my hadlaka is. It's not a bittel cheftza. So then it's only a temporary situation I'm creating. But Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold from temporary situation. He doesn't hold from muchan. He just holds from chazi. So all I'm saying is I have my, I'm taking my system of I'm taking my lamp. And I'm putting it into a temporary situation. That's the only question. Am I taking my lamp and putting it into a permanent situation, defining it by Isser? Or am I taking my lamp and putting it into a temporary situation, not defining by Isser? But then whatever is included in that is not defined by Isser.
You just need any remnant of Tashmish? Theoretically, if the roles were reversed with the lamp and the oil, would that matter?
No, it wouldn't matter.
Just
I don't think it would matter, Quentin. Everything to do with it. No, in the first way of looking at it, you're saying you're starting out with objects being removed because they're in a situation of Isser. And the only reason they become not Muktzah is because I think about them. Right? So now the question is, what was I thinking about? Was I anticipating using the oil or was I anticipating using the Kli? So if I was only anticipating using the Kli, and they both started out as mufka from the Isser, right? So then the fact that I'm anticipating using the Kli is what makes the Kli good, then how is that going to help me by the oil? It's just not going to help me. The oil is its own, requires its own das. Each thing would require its own das.
Uh-huh, right. When you look at that as one entity.
But if I'm saying, well, what is my maisa? Is my maisa a dechia or not? So then my maisa is relating to a system.
Why do you go to the level of maisa in the maskana? Just because now, let's say, now things are inherently chazi, right?
Because you never anticipated. See, I don't agree. I'll tell you what I don't agree with here. I don't agree with the approach that some people were taking to view the Nair and the Shemen as one system. As an object. To keep it in the object realm, but say the Nair and the Havamina, the Nair and the oil were two things, but in the Maskana they're one thing. That's wrong. Why? Because you never anticipated using the system of the Nair and the Shemen. That's not what you anticipated using. So why should that be considered the system? It's only a system, Lagabi, the lighting, it's a system. It's not a system, Lagabi, what's left. That doesn't make sense.
You mean Lagabi Das? Every das, we're only talking about the bowl.
That's right. In terms of what I'm going to use in the end, I only have in mind to use the Nair. So what do you mean the system? I'm talking about an extinguished lamp. There's no system of oil and lamp by an extinguished lamp. There's only a system of oil and lamp by a hadlakas on there. So that's what I'm saying. If you go, you have to go to the hadlaka to make it one. You can't make it one in when it's out. It has to be something in the svara that's unifying the two things. You can't just say, look at it as one, or look at it as two. Especially when you think about it more, on the contrary, you have no right to look at it as two. Because you're only going to be using a kli. You're not really using a nair anymore. So what does the oil have to do with a kli that you want to use later? If you wanted to make a fire out of it, then of course it's going to be a system. But when you're anticipating using it when the fire's out, why do you have a right now to say, but view it like it was, like it's a viable lamp? That's not what your intention is. Intention is a candy dish, whatever it is. What's oil? What does oil have to do with that? You understand?